Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 34. A Precious Insight into the Grace of Christ. A college professor friend gave me a helpful illustration of how Jesus treats us all by virtue of his sacrifice on his cross. You remember, Jesus said in John, chapter 12, verse 47, I did not come to judge, that is, condemn the world, but to save the world. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6, says, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Romans, chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, reminds us that God has given all men not only a grace that abounds much more than sin abounds, but that grace has also given all men a free gift, that is justification. My friend explained his illustration. In my classes, I have good students and also some not so good ones. But I pronounce no judgment on their performance until the final test is taken. Then some students pass while others fail. Up to that moment they are all treated as potential successes. This is an illustration of how God treats us in Christ. He treats us all as righteous. The separation between the goats and the sheep will come only in the judgment. Then some will be found to be tares, while others will have been wheat. I thank my friend for a precious insight into the grace of Christ. One widely read author says that God has encircled the world with an atmosphere of grace as real as the air we breathe. Are you a sinner? Have you carried a burden of guilt? Do you feel that God does not accept you? Remember the words of Jesus, "The one who comes to me I will by no means cast out." Because of Christ's sacrifice, he treats you today as though you were righteous. He accepts you in Christ. He has laid your iniquity on him, imputing your sins to him. When he said of Jesus at the Jordan, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," he was putting his divine arms around you also. Now let your life today sing a song of praise for that great salvation.